The word today is command. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. The Christian is commanded by God not to be greedy, but instead to be generous and willing to share with the poor. Love of money is a trap that can bring us to ruin, and God wishes for us to be contented and free. We show the love of Jesus when we do not seek only our benefit, but also share with others in need. Here with more about this powerful topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Command.
I'd like to share with you today a passage that has been very important to me individually and as a shepherd, as a pastor. It comes from 1 Timothy chapter 6, where Paul was talking to Timothy, the young upstart pastor, and we don't know how old he was. He may have been only 20 years old or so, but Paul is addressing him as the kind of elder spiritual statesman, and he says to Timothy, "If anyone teaches false doctrines and does not agree to the sound instruction of our Lord Jesus Christ and to godly teaching, he's conceited and understands nothing. He has an unhealthy interest in controversy, as in quarrels about words that result in envy, strife, malicious talk, evil suspicions, and constant friction between men of corrupt mind who have been robbed of the truth and who think that godliness is a means to financial gain. These are what would be called false shepherds, false prophets." We're continuing. We're in 1 Timothy 6, continuing at verse 6. "But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. People who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. But you, man of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith." And we're continuing in verse 17. "Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life." What fantastic, awesome advice that Paul gives to this young man. And it's great advice, not just for pastor types, but for everybody. I remember that one of the main emphases of Pastor Paul, my father's ministry, as he spoke to you through the Word Today and as he pastored at Our Shepherd Lutheran Church, was all things that live must grow. And if our faith is to live, it must grow. It must be moving forward. A faith that is not growing is dying. It has to have movement. It has to have commitment to it. And I want you to apply that to yourself and ask yourself the question, have I been active in my faith? Has my faith been doing things? Have I been worshiping? Have I been looking into the Word of God personally in devotions and prayer? Has my prayer life expanded or has it shrunk to nothing? Have I been growing and inviting the Spirit of God more into my life, or have things been shriveling up? This is what you need to realize, that there are indicators of whether your faith is growing, whether it's advancing or receding. That's why the movement in faith is so important. You know, Jesus had his apostles following him daily, day after day, continuing to reinforce themes that he was preaching, doing the loving acts of kindness that he was teaching them. Because we are either moving away from sins and toward righteousness, or we're falling back and shrinking back and backsliding towards sins and unholiness. There's no in between. There's no like static state where you just kind of hold it for 20, 30 years. You're either progressing or you're failing, one of the two. And one of the things that is so tempting, such a lure to people today, it's always been the case, but especially in a culture where there are big corporations that can tempt people to invest and become super wealthy, and there's a lot of gambling interests that are trying to suck you in to get you to gamble, and there's talk of cryptocurrency and a way to get rich quick, and all of these are predicated upon greed. The emotional, psychological thought of getting rich quickly is spiritual greed. And Paul talks about that here when he says that the greed leads us to sin. It says in verse 10, love of money, that's greed, love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. And people that are eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. Reminds me of Jesus' parable where he talks about the sower of the seed in Matthew 13. And some of the good knowledge of God and salvation comes to people, but they're so concerned about the worries and riches and pleasures of this life that their faith does not mature and it gets choked out. Watch out for that. That's a true danger. And then in verses 3 to 5 in 1 Timothy 6, it talks about people that are trying to use spiritual influence for worldly gain. I'd call them false prophets. I was so pleased to see that there is a man named Costi, if I'm pronouncing it right, Costi Hinn. This was the son of this prosperity preacher, Benny Hinn. And his own son, Benny's own son, rose up and said, you know, my father was wrong about this in this prosperity preaching. He was putting too much of an emphasis on the material, on money, and not enough on the grace and the love and the mercy of God in Jesus Christ. Oh, I felt so good about that. His son got it right, and he was correcting that error of his father. Well, sometimes we need to get things corrected, and the correct gospel of Jesus Christ is not that he will give you wealth and riches and health and all that. Prosperity preaching is a perversion of the gospel. If you look at the New Testament, you see many Christians were suffering and struggling, and people confiscated their property and threw them in prison. The Christians did not have an easy time. They knew their comfort, their relaxation, their reward was in heaven, not on this earth. So watch out for anyone who tries to convince you that the gospel promises you ease and money and perfect health. That is not the gospel. You know, there are danger signs of greed that we should watch out for. Conduct a little survey of yourself in that. Are you scheming how to get rich? Are you looking for very risky investments like cryptocurrency to get you tons of money? Are you lying to people about it? Are you carrying balances and debt and trying to hide it from someone, maybe your spouse or family? Are you trying to tap into other people to get more money, to try to get richer? Do you want to seek luxuries, but you have no tithe for God? Are you trying to manage your retirement and build your wealth, but you're doing almost nothing for the Lord? My friend, if that's describing you, you're phenomenally greedy. You have the love of money, but little love of God. And you need to repent of this. You need to watch out, lest you end up like the rich man who's the fool whose life is required of him. You know, that's such a strong teaching that Paul tells Timothy twice, command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant or to put their hope in wealth. In verse 18, command them to do good and to be rich in good deeds. Wow, what is this saying to us? It's saying, watch out, because Satan in this world will try to get you to turn wealth and money and material things into an idol so that you'll worship that instead of the true God. You know, you have been redeemed through Jesus Christ because of God's love and mercy, his forgiveness. You're rich in grace in Jesus Christ. Anyone who comes to Christ will not be turned away. You don't need to have a certain amount of wealth or influence in order to be saved by Jesus. And that's fantastic. That's the love of God. That's the mercy of God. But watch out that your attention doesn't turn to greed, to accumulation mindset. Remember, as Christians, we're to live contentedly. We are to waste not and want not, as our ancestors said. We're not to be obsessed with riches. We're to be generous toward God and excellent stewards of what he's given us. So don't let yourself gamble and waste what God has given you. Watch out for social media, because it's going to try to tempt you and lure you into all these things. In the end, we need to be moving in faith, growing in faith. It says, flee from greed, pursue righteousness. Keep on the move, believer. Continue to develop. You may not have been great at this yesterday, but today is a new day, and tomorrow you can improve. Keep moving on in the faith. Keep growing in the faith. And may God bless you as you commit yourself to Jesus Christ and continue to improve in these things to his glory.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.